Namaha, Shubhodaya, good morning Gaul. Welcome to the 72nd batch of yoga here in Roeville. Nearly for two decades we are conducting the yoga classes in this center. Illness is unnatural, wellness is natural. Imbalance is unnatural, balance is natural. Depression is unnatural, joy in life is natural. The mock food is unnatural and real food is natural. The unhealthy diet is unnatural, healthy diet is natural. Meat, alcohol, drugs are unnatural. Vegetarian, sattvic food is natural. Uninspiring life is unnatural. Inspired life is natural. Dull life is unnatural. Exuberance in life is natural. The yoga is natural. Whatever is unnatural is not yoga. The natural the artificial intelligence is unnatural. Natural intelligence is natural. Whatever is not natural, it is not yoga. If you are more and more inclined towards the unnatural things, it makes your personality dull. Best in you never comes out. It makes your personality stunted. The yoga brings out the divinity in your life, makes your life divine, makes your life glorious. Whenever unnatural things thrives, whenever unnatural things takes over, the nature takes action such a way that balance is restored. When the unnatural things are thriving, the nature will take a action to balance it out. In Bhagavad Gita, it talks about yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Whenever there is an unnatural things on rise, then he will make sure that it is restored. Balance is restored. Yoga is nothing but balance. Why? Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. When we are moving more and more towards the unnatural things and the good things find it hard to, nobility find it hard to thrive, then it will take an action such a way that balance is restored. Balance is restored. And everyone is seeking balance in our life. Balance, yoga. Yoga means acquiring what we do not have. Kshema means retaining what we have. Everyone wants a better education system. We want to have a better one. Everyone wants to have traffic-free roads. Everyone wants to have better hospital systems, better health cares. Everyone wants a better aged care. Everyone is looking for a better things in their life, better comfort. And everyone aspiring for a better things. What we want, the acquiring the lasting better things in life is called as yoga. Yoga means not acquiring silly things, acquiring something extraordinary which lasts with us, it is called as yoga. Kshema is the one retaining. One is acquiring part, we have to retain that one, it is called as yoga and kshema. Yoga and kshema must go hand in hand. Only in acquiring something, and if it is not remaining with us, it is of no use. What we acquire, it must retain with us. It must stay with us. The world outside is subject to change, always changing. world is always changing, and what was yesterday is not today, what is today is not tomorrow, and the world is on continuously changing. World is called as Ashwatha. Shwa means tomorrow. Tha means as it is. A means no. Tomorrow is not today. Tomorrow is not today. We want the tomorrow also to be like today. If you are comfortable, and one businessman last week, he told me, he has an anxiety problem because what he has acquired in the business, prospering, business is flourishing, his anxiety that he may lose everything. Anxiety. The anxiety is there in the outer world. The world is called as Ashwatha. Tomorrow is not as today. Things are changing. Ashwatha. World is subject to change. When world is changing, how can you have a yoga and kshema? Having the lasting, acquire something and last. You cannot have a yoga and kshema by only surfing on the outer surface. There is, we have two worlds. One is an outer world and inner world. Outer world and inner world. Outer world is subject to change. Surfing only on the outer things, you cannot have a yoga and kshema. To have the yoga and kshema, you need to see there is another world you have. It is an inner world. Changeless world is there. And go within. You have to connect within for the yoga to last within you. Yoga to last, there is another world inside. Once you get the yoga and kshema, atyantam sukham ashnute. Atyantam akshaya sukham ashnute. Akshaya sukham. Akshaya, lasting happiness you enjoy by diving into the inner world. Today is Akshaya Tritiya. Today is Akshaya. Akshaya means, Kshaya means destruction. Akshaya means lasting. What lasts with you, within you, it is called as Akshaya. Another name of God is called as Akshaya. He is indestructible. The outer world is destructible. Whatever we get in the outer world is subject to change, destruction. That God is called as Akshaya, Akshaya, indestructible. On this day, the making a sankalpa, resolution, we started our new batch today on Akshaya Tritiya. Making a sankalpa that may the yoga last with me till the end. Make a resolution for your life that yoga is part of my life. It is not for a short duration. Make a sankalpa that your resolution may come into fruition. Today is a special day. Make a commitment. Come what may, I won't give up yoga sadhana. It has to remain with me. Akshaya sukham akshayam ashnute. This I want to enjoy the lasting happiness, not the temporary thing subject to change. Inner world. In the inner world, there is a lasting happiness. For yoga and kshema to dawn, dive within, connect within. When you connect within, you can handle the changes in the outer world. And how to do that one? Sri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita talks about Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Ye Janaha Pariyupasate Tesham Nityabhi Yuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. Sri Krishna says, I give you yoga and kshema, provided you connect with me. How to connect? Go within, in the changeless world. Within us, there is a changeless world. I bestow you the yoga and kshema. The yoga acquire the something extraordinary. And make sure that it retains with you. yoga and kshema I bestow, the custodian of yoga, Yogeshwara, is making a giving a promise in Bhagavad Gita. Connect within, I will make sure that you will get yoga and kshema. Let on this day, let us make a resolution that we will resort to the natural things in our life, not the unnatural thing. The unnatural thing, the ill thinking is not natural. Positive thinking is natural. And demonic nature, selfish nature is not natural, selfless nature is natural. The living for oneself is not natural, living for others is natural. When let us join hands together, let us all enrich the world through yoga. May the yoga dawn in us, may we nourish ourselves and nourish others. Lie down on...